This is Shir number 10 in our series on Avodas HaBitochen. Today, we are going to explain a very important foundation that there's a difference between the actual method and Midah of Bitochen and the result and reward that comes from it. Bitochen is one of those mitzvahs where there's a Matan Schar Betzido, a reward alongside it. While the true reward for any mitzvah is in Olam Haba, in the world to come, there are certain mitzvahs where a promise and reward are also given in Olam Hazeh, in this world, similar to Maaser, where there is an avtacha, an assurance, that you will always be able to give more Maaser. So too with Bitochen, there's a promise, chesed yisei bevenu, kindness surrounding the person. Clarifying the Chazon Ish's position, the Chazon Ish was never saying it is a mistake to believe there is reward for a person's Bitochen, rather, he was clarifying that the definition of bitachon is surrendering oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Logic versus assumption. It does not mean always assuming the good will happen as you perceive it. It is not logical to say the Torah commands to be boteach this way, because there is still judgment, mishpat, and punishment in the world for the wrong that people do. How would that possibly be the midah of bitachon? A part of the mitzvah of Tamim Tiyah is knowing that nothing is mikra, nothing's by chance. Everything comes from Hashem's Hashkacha. You are not subjugated to nature. Whatever Hashem wants is what happens. That is the Midas HaBetachon. That is why the same Rishonim that are discussing reward of Betachon, that a person will be successful, he will be saved, when they discuss what Betachon is, they say explicitly, it means the knowledge that everything is bidei shemayim. And in fact, Rabbeinu Yoina on Mishlei Perek Gimel Pasuk Chafav actually brings the whole inyan of Tamimis that we're discussing before. And there's a very fundamental midrash in Shir HaShirim Rabba Perek Zayin Ois Ches that says by the story of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, that if they had thrown themselves into the kitchen of Aish, assuming that they would be saved, they would not have been saved. That would not be Midas HaBetachon. They were only saved because they surrendered themselves to death, Moiser Atzmosom Miso, and walked with Tamimis, with wholeness. This is derived from the verse, Hoylech Batoim Yelech Betach, one who walks with integrity, walks securely. The Sefer Yefei Koil explains that if they had acted on the condition that Hashem perform a miracle, no miracle would have occurred. This is proven by Haran, Avraham Avinu's brother, who was not saved. And this is explicit in that somebody who is Waiteach by Yeshua, that's not called being Waiteach, and you do not and don't have all the special word of Bitochen. Someone who walked with Tamimis, he subjects himself to whatever Hashem does for me as a toiva. You're not only relying on Hashem just to get good result. You're being hoidech b'temimis. Then you fulfill the midas b'tachin, the mitzvah b'tachin, the mitzvah b'tachin, and now you'll be able to access the reward of b'tachin. To further strengthen this point, we look at another source, in the Yalkut on Tehillim Tovshin Yodaled, which writes, you find that whoever trusts in the Holy One, blesses he saves him. The Medrash illustrates this with an example in the Torah of somebody relying on Hashem as being saved, referencing Yeshaya Perek Nun, Pasuk Yud, Yiftach b'Hashem, b'Shem Hashem, v'Yishoyin b'Likov. Let him trust in the name of Hashem and rely on his God. When asking for proof, the Midrash points to the fact that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah batchu bo hitzel oisam, that they trusted in him and he saved them. However, we must add a very important foundation to this. Once a person has been hoylech b'tamimis, walking in wholeheartedness, and has fulfilled the mitzvah of and midah of bitachon in the proper way, it is then permitted for them to be mekaveh, hoping for a good outcome as a reward for the mitzvah. This is explicit in the words of Rabbeinu Yoina, Perek Gimel Pasuk Chavav, stating that midosev zecharei shamor v'or zeru aloi The reward of his traits is guarded and light is sown for him, and he anticipates and hopes also the fruits of his actions in this world. A person is indeed allowed to sit and hope for the payrus, fruits, results, and the reward for their betochen. This state is defined v'hutoy cheles v'tikva atzulo mina betochen. And it is an expectation and a hope derived from betochen, representing tocheles, anticipation, and tikva, hope, that are traits naturally taken from betochen. Since betochen is the conviction that kol ma de ov rachmon letavavid, everything that the merciful one does is for the good, and immediate hoping and wishing for that schar is a natural extension of that reliance, as noted in Pasuk Beis. Another example of tocheles atzulim in a betochen is seen when someone says, this coin is for tzedakah, so that my son shall live, as mentioned in Maseches Pesachim Ches Amud Aleph. Or a Meiser B'Shvil Shetes Aser. Someone's giving tzedakah, so they should be able to give more tzedakah. This reinforces the idea that there are certain mitzvahs and midas in the Torah where the reward is betzida at its side. In this matter, we find profound words in the Poskim, specifically in the Pirsha in Yoredeya, Simin Kuf Ayin Tes. He explains, when you read Mizmorim, Tehillim, such as during Kriyas Shema Alamita, you are Oisik B'mitzvahs Hamakom, engaging in the commandment of the omnipresent. These Mizmorim specifically speak about Hashem. Hashem saves the Boit Chimboi, to those who rely on him. The Parisha teaches that the intention of a person reading should be Ayyidei Zeh Yatzilehu Hashem B'schar HaMitzvah B'schar B'tochen. Through this, Hashem shall save him in the merit of the mitzvah and in the merit of B'tochen. By reading with this mindset, you are actively seeking to be saved as a reward of Midas B'tochen. You are Shabbateach B'Hashem Shematzah Merafe Le'ireyah, relying on Hashem who saves and heals those who fear him. And the promise is those who hope for his salvation, he saves them. Therefore, it is mutar mitzvah, it's permitted and as a mitzvah to do so. You are encouraged to read these mizmorim, tehillim with this specific intention. This explicitly confirms the foundation. There are two distinct parts of midas habetochen, the midah itself and the reward that results from it. And it's permissible to maintain that mindset as you rely on Hashem. To further strengthen this, we can look at the topic of testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While it's generally usher l'nasois es Hashem, it's forbidden to test Hashem by performing a mitzvah on a condition for a specific result, Meiser is a notable exception. The Chavos HaVavos explains that realizing the concept of Anuni Gam Bezois, test me in this regarding Maestris, taking Maestris with the intent of Bishvils Shetis Aser in order to become wealthy or give more Maestris, which will be a test for Hashem. But this we can derive a beautiful interpretation for Bitachon, which is also a Matan Schar B'tzida, the reward is alongside it. As long as a person maintains the correct reliance by giving themselves over to Hashem and knowing that everything is the toivo for his good, they can also be mitzapeh, look forward to the reward, much like one who takes meiser. Have a great night.